The Last Word on Health on Today FM.
With Benelin non-drowsy chesty coughs. Gets to work fast. Always read the label.
Dr. Brian Higgins from Galway Primary Care is with us to talk about palpitations. What are palpitations, Brian?
Palpitations are the feeling of your heart beating in your chest. Now, we're generally not, our heart is obviously beating all the time. It's generally beating around 70 times a minute. And we're generally not aware of it. When we refer to a palpitation, we're feeling that awareness of a heartbeat, which I'm sure all of us have experienced at some point. Certainly the first few times I came on this radio station, I could certainly feel my heart pounding before talking to you. They are very, very common. And they're not necessarily a bad thing, but they can be a bit serious.
Yeah, how do you differentiate between a sort of a normal palpitation and something which is an indicator of something more serious?
That can be the tricky thing. And it can be a tricky thing for patients experiencing them, and it can be a tricky thing for us to diagnose them. But generally, there are a couple of things that really are what we call red flag symptoms, things that happen that if you're having palpitations, get them seen to. And that's a palpitation with chest pain or maybe some weakness, feeling like you're about to faint or a shortness of breath. And then if you have any heart disease in your own personal history or in your family, and then palpitations while you're exercising are always a sign of something a bit sinister. Now, if it's a case that every time you drink a cup of coffee that you feel your heart might race for a little bit, or when you're anxious your heart might race for a little bit, that's often very, very normal. But if it's a persistent problem for you, it's certainly something worth checking out with the doctor.
Yeah, so what do you do if you're suffering from palpitations?
Finding the underlying cause is the most important thing. Like I said, a lot of the time it's anxiety and stress. And as a result, it's actually just your body telling you, hey, I'm a bit stressed. I don't like this situation. So sometimes it can be something as simple as doing some exercises, some breathing exercises to slow down the heart rate if it is stress related. Some people are incredibly caffeine sensitive. And if they have a cup of coffee or an energy drink, they might get severe palpitations. So it should be a case of avoiding them. But then there are medical conditions that cause palpitations. Iron deficiency anemia, pregnancy, thyroid issues can all be a cause. So if palpitations are something that somebody's getting regularly, best thing is to see your GP. We'll generally have a good idea from chatting to you about the frequency of your palpitations or the associated things you're doing with them, about what could be causing them. And we'll often do a blood test to look at maybe your hemoglobin, your blood counts, to make sure that somebody's not anemic, and check thyroid function. And then we can do a very simple test called an ECG. And although it's a very simple test, it gives us a huge amount of information about the electricity that's moving through the heart.
Yeah, and so what's involved in an ECG? What happens?
So it's called a 12-lead ECG. And all we do is we get somebody to lie down and we put a sticker on their, four stickers, one on each arm and one on each leg, and then stickers across the chest. And it actually measures the electrical movement through the heart as it beats. So it tells us about the shape of the heart, the size of the heart, and the movement of the electricity. And if that's normal, it's very reassuring. And in some cases, if we're not quite sure from the ECG and the blood tests, an ultrasound can be done to look at the structure of the heart to make sure that everything is okay or to identify a problem.
Okay, but do the palpitations, are they aligned to irregular heartbeats, which sometimes can be very serious for people?
Exactly. And irregular heartbeats can be quite common. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners there who sometimes when they're relaxing, they might feel that their heart skips a beat, or they might feel that they get an extra beat. And we can get these common extra beats in our hearts called atrial ectopics, and they can cause a big thump in the chest when we're at rest, but they disappear when they're exercising. And they're very common. We'll see them on an ECG, and they're usually harmless, but they happen in young people and often in very fit young people. But then there's a condition where the heart can become very irregular called atrial fibrillation, which is where the normal electrical movement of the heart doesn't function properly. And that's called an arrhythmia. And that can give someone a very irregular heartbeat. And as a result, the heart's not pumping properly and they can feel very short of breath and very weak. And that's why it's always important, if you are suffering from palpitations regularly, you just speak to the GP to get an answer for them. Most of the time we reassure you, but when there's abnormal problems causing palpitations, they can be very serious. And conditions like atrial fibrillation, especially for people who have a history of high blood pressure or smoke, stroke, strokes, or other forms of heart disease can become very common, and it causes strokes if it's left untreated. So palpitations in older people are those higher at risk from heart disease, smokers, high blood pressure. Definitely get checked and don't ignore them.
Brian, I think we're making the valid assumption that it's adults who can make decisions for themselves. But we have a listener who says that her 8-year-old is complaining of heart palpitations. What should she do?
Again, so when I was 8, I didn't know what the word palpitation meant. So if an 8-year-old is saying, I have heart palpitations, I would...
Well, they may not exactly be saying palpitate, but might be describing the symptoms that she interprets as palpitations.
But it's an interesting point, though, because some people will come and say to me, look, I'm dizzy. Now, dizziness can mean a lot of things to different people, and it's the same with palpitations. It can mean a lot of different things. So I would try really chat to that kiddie and see, what exactly do they mean? What are they feeling? And again, come and chat to a GP, and then we'll be able to help figure out exactly what's happening. If it's a case, though, with that palpitations, the child feels weak, they're going pale, they're short of breath, that could be quite serious. So it's definitely not something that I'd ignore. But again, we can do those ECGs in adults and children. That can be a little bit more difficult to do in children, and not every GP would be happy to do one in kids, but we can definitely refer to a local paediatric centre to get a full assessment. But definitely not something I'd ignore anyway.
Dr. Brian Higgins, GP at Galway Primary Care Centre, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word on Health on Today FM.
With Benelin non-drowsy chesty coughs. Gets to work fast. Always read the label.